And now, live from Bruno Tattaglia's Ice Pick Bar, it's another thrilling episode of The Movie Show with Joel Gibbs.
Well, if you didn't pick up that reference with Bruno Tattaglia and the Ice Pick Bar, and you're not picking up the reference from the music you're hearing right now, let me bang you right over the head with my little cinematic hammer and tell you that you are in for an amazing treat over the next 2 hours. This is The Movie Show. I am Joel Gibbs. You're listening to the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. And for the next 2 hours, everything and anything you ever wanted to talk about, discuss, find out about, and just shmy about The Godfather is what's going to happen today on The Movie Show. I should tell you, as many of you know from listening for quite some time here in the air, The Godfather is far and away my number one film of all time. In my home, when I'm flipping, and any other member of my family hears, even from a distance, they do an about-face and walk away because they know that Joel here will be doing Godfather karaoke for the next 3 hours plus or minus minutes, depending on whether it is Godfather 1, 2, or 3. I have been inspired by The Godfather. I am obsessed with The Godfather. I have The Godfather on VHS, on DVD, on Beta. I have The Godfather Saga. I have The Godfather Trilogy. I have versions of The Godfather, I believe, that do not actually have Marlon Brando in the film. I have it backwards, forward, chronologically, with commercials, without commercials, and I never, ever get tired of this film. If you go to any, IMDBs or entertainment websites or just any kind of film site that rates movies or discusses movies, inevitably, The Godfather makes it pretty much to the number one movie of all time, certainly give or take in the top three. You know, Gone with the Wind, Citizen Kane, there's that argument. But it's hard to believe for me that this weekend is 33 years. I think it's either today or maybe Monday, one of these dates, somewhere around here, the 33rd anniversary of the release of The Godfather, more than 12,000 days of a film we just can't refuse. And I want to give you the toll-free number right now, because if you love The Godfather as much as I do, and ladies, don't be shy. I have met quite a number of young women and elderly women, whatever, even in the past few weeks, who are obsessed with this film as most guys are. I say that because, you know, if a guy does not love The Godfather, he then therefore automatically loses his guy card. It's just the way it works. My guest in the studio today, not just on the phone, but we've got him here live and in person, is Jeff Malta. And he is the owner, administrator, webmaster, head honcho in charge of what is considered worldwide by everybody the number one Godfather website on the internet. He's been mentioned in Premiere Magazine and EW and TV Guide and on and on and on. He has had conversations and a relationship in the past with the late Mario Puzo. He is, what can I say, he's connected. And I would like to very heartily welcome my friend and great contributor, Jeff Malta. Jeff, welcome to The Movie Show.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be back.
Good to have you here. Let me ask you this. I have rambled on and on for so many times over the years I've been doing this show about my passion for The Godfather. I'm not completely sure I've ever asked you, how did your obsession with The Godfather begin?
Well, it actually all started with Al Pacino. You know, how it wasn't, The Godfather wasn't the first Al Pacino movie I saw, but in college I watched Al. Actually, Scarface started all off for me when I saw that.
Hello to my little friend.
That's a very popular movie amongst the college crowd, and I saw that, it blew me away, and then Al Pacino blew me away, and then I started to progress through all his other movies, and of course once the classic came up, that was it.
So The Godfather, in a way, you just kind of backed into it and now are associated on planet Earth more so with The Godfather, other than the people that made the film, than anybody else that walks this land. What made you spend the amount of inordinate time that you did creating the site? And I should tell you, if you want to go online while you're listening to the show, it's thegodfathertrilogy.com. So if you want to noodle around there, listeners, while we're talking, what made you spend so much time putting this site together?
Well, the passion, number one. I was very passionate about it. It was a huge interest of mine. And when I started to get online in the mid-90s, and I was looking for websites about The Godfather and other things of interest of mine, there weren't any out there, so I decided to make my own.
And that was it. TheGodfatherTrilogy.com became what it is today. That toll-free contact number, by the way, is 888-98-CRITIC, not 888-98-CRITIC. We're going to give all of you listeners an opportunity to jump in and tell us about your passion for the Godfather movies. Ask any questions you want of Jeff Malta. This is your show, but for 2 hours, we are going to cover The Godfather from A to Z, from Abbandando to Zasa. You can't say Zasa unless you do it the
Zasa.
Way Zasa, the way Andy Garcia did that on horseback. This is probably, I imagine I know the answer to this question. Maybe I'll be surprised, but of the three, which touches your heart the most?
I think one and two go back and forth as number one.
Nobody can separate them. No. They really are kind of an entity together.
Right. Robert De Niro, how can you got to put him up there with Brando and Pacino, of course.
Why is it? Well, I have my own thoughts on this, and we've discussed this, but Godfather 3 takes quite a bad rap all the time. And there's only a couple. It's almost like, Star Wars Phantom Menace was a pretty good movie. There was nothing wrong with that. But all you hear is Jar Jar Binks, Jar Jar Binks. Yeah. There is essentially a Jar Jar Binks of Godfather 3, and that would be?
Sofia Coppola.
Sofia Coppola.
Which I think she gets a bad rap.
Why?
I really do.
Why?
I think she was very real. She's not, of course she's not an actress, and she was only 18 or 19 at the time, but she was very real in what she did. Of course, she didn't blow you away on screen or anything, but
she certainly looked the part.
She definitely looked the part.
And the story goes that Winona Ryder was supposed to play Mary Corleone and got to the set and rather quickly was sort of exhausted from some movies she had just come off of. Isn't that the urban legend or something? And he had to replace her real quick with his daughter. You're listening to The Movie Show. I'm Joel Gibbs on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Everything about The Godfather you ever wanted to know, everything you ever wanted to ask, this is the place, the toll-free number today, 888-98-CRITIC. What I'd love for you to do is give me a call and pour out your passion for your favorite scene, your favorite character, your favorite line, perhaps your favorite Godfather movie of the three, and tell me why you can't stop watching this movie. I was very surprised, Jeff. I was on stage a couple weeks ago with a local Philadelphia news personality, a young lady, and we had to stretch the program a little bit, and I was playing a little movie marooned with her, and I said, and if you had five movies to take with you to the deserted island, never to see any more than five again, that's all I'm letting you have, I said, Monica, what would that be? And the first thing out of her mouth, she says, The Godfather. And it stuns me. Talk to me about what you think it is about this movie that makes it so essential, that just crosses every type of line and boundary there is, that make the rest of movie lovers obsessive about it.
Well, I really think it's very timeless. Even though it's set in the past, it's very timeless, and I think it's always relevant. Just the acting and the story and the whole family theme. It's just, everyone can relate to it.
Well, if you guys have an idea of what you love about The Godfather, I'd love to hear from you. And the first caller in with the answer to this question will win a free DVD rental from your nearby Blockbuster store. I want the first name of Don Corleone's partner originally in the oil business. What is his first name? And what is it's his best friend, too. 888-98-CRITIC. I'm Joel Gibbs. The Movie Show will continue with Godfather all over the place right after this.